Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Paul Hamilton.
We should be friends.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
Fanuff just pooped his pants.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Yes, the hockey season does eventually end. Last night was it. Florida in six. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Paul Hamilton along on the West Shore Hotline. Paul, I remember you saying earlier in the playoffs, I don't remember exactly when, but, you know, playoffs are the playoffs, but I'd like some more close games, right? Where are all the close games? There might have been a stretch where everything was kind of one-sided. And how did this finals go for you? I mean, it was a great matchup that we all loved, and there was a good comeback. It's not too far away from like a Florida beatdown, though, in the end.
In the end, yeah. The first couple games were overtimes, but then it got pretty one-sided.
Yeah, I didn't care who won the series. I was just hoping for an Edmonton win so we'd get a seventh game. That's all I was looking for, and then whoever won the seventh game, fine. I was just hoping Edmonton would get back to being Edmonton, where, you know, the last couple of games they just weren't. It was just, you know, the Florida Panthers are just so good, and they just finally just smothered them and took over, and, you know, were able to win the Stanley Cup because of it. But for the most part, I thought it was a pretty good series until maybe the last two games.
Yeah, that's where I end up. And in fact, I mean, the trophy being on the line last night shades how I would feel about that game. It was, but very much similar to the game on Saturday was the worst game of the series to me by far. I just thought it was Florida's game the whole night, and last night was the same. But knowing that the cup was going to be there, sort of, you know, keeps my interest. Saturday, I walked away from it. It's just like, this isn't happening tonight. This
well, game not... three was 6-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you know what game three had was all the nasty stuff.
Okay.
In the third period that sort of kept like, oh, this is a series now, or like that kind of. So it didn't feel like it had gotten away from anybody. It just sort of escalated and got stupid. But yeah, as it turns out, I think Florida very much proved to be the better team, Paul.
Yeah, no, I was actually, for that game, I was actually in Denver and thought, well, time to find a place to go watch the game because there it starts at 6, which is nice,
yeah.
Which means the game's over by at a decent time. So, it was interesting in another way, so to speak.
Well, how impressive is what Florida has accomplished here? Three cup finals in a row, two wins in a row, you know, not, you know, a few changes, right? Nate Schmidt, Seth Jones, Marchand, I mean, significant deadline guys in Jones and Marchand. Schmidt was there all year. He was an off-season replacement basically for Brandon Montour, I guess, as it turns out. Not that he played those minutes. Montour was a much bigger part of that team last year, but still, he was there all year. But really, the guts of that team is you know, still on display. And I don't know, man. Like, just check all the boxes.
They're just so good. And I mean, let's face it, Toronto kind of had them on the ropes.
Yeah.
You know, two games to none and had the lead in game three. And Florida came back to win that game, I believe, in overtime, if I'm remembering correctly. And they just have all the ingredients. I mean, they didn't have the goaltending in Bobrovsky until, you know, a couple of years ago when wasn't even the starter. And then he came in and played like the Bobrovsky of the regular season, finally in the playoffs. And he hasn't looked back ever since. I mean, he's just been great during this. So you've got goaltending, you've got scoring, you can grind it out. They can play any way you want to.
Yeah.
If you want to grind it out, let's grind it out. If you want to go end-to-end, let's go end-to-end. We can do it any way you want to do it and do it well. And when I look at their team and then I look at the Buffalo Sabres, it just illustrates to me how far away the Buffalo Sabres are from being that type of a team that can win it all.
Well, that makes sense. Bennett, for you, Paul, so his contract is up. What an unusual kind of Conn Smythe trip or winner. I mean, he's the first player ever to win that award after playing 10 years in the league without having won another big trophy. That shows you, like, it's the stars of stars who usually win the Conn Smythe. And, you know, the most goals in the playoffs, road goals, maybe was it a record even, whatever it was. Like, what is his value going into free agency for you?
It's crazy to me that Ekblad and Bennett and Dreisaitl and Reinhardt are all been in the league 10 years.
I
10
know.
Years.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the first year of the Sabres tank 10 years ago because they weren't tanking for Reinhardt, but they were tanking. It was the year before Eichel, and they were tanking to get the top pick. You know, knowing that we're going to do the same thing next year, and that's when we're going to tank for McDavid. They already had started their tanking, and that was 10 years ago, and it just boggles my mind to think it was. And all those players have turned into, you know, the four I mentioned have turned into great players.
You know, Bennett is the one that took the longest. I've mentioned this a couple times today already. I was on with Sal this morning talking about him. Out of that draft, he was the most busty-looking, biggest bust candidate, I guess. You know, he was firmly in the NHL, but his years in Calgary, there's not a lot there. And even Paul Florida, I mean, he's 51 points this year is a career high. You know, he had 28 goals a few years ago in Florida, 25 this year. So, like, that's not nothing, but he's going to get a contract that I think I'm a little worried if a team doesn't have the right setup for him to play the role he's in there behind Barkov, because he's going to get paid like a number one center, I think, in free agency. And he is not that guy, at least he never has been, and this long into his career, I'd be surprised if he suddenly became that player.
And if it were me, we've talked about this, he'd be the number two target if I were Kevin Adams. And with him and maybe Marchand, you're taking a chance because of the age, and you know, you just never know how that's, I mean, when does it end for a player? For some players, they go a long time and can go. You know, look at Marchand at 37 or 38, whichever he is. And, you know, we talked about Tuck's contract a little while ago. When he signs his new deal, he'll be 30. You know, well, if you give him a 7 or 8 year deal, you're taking him to 37 or 38
right.
years old. You know, so you just don't know when it is. But I still, with what he does in the playoffs, he just for 2 years in a row now has just come up huge. When it's time to play, and he's, you know, he can play at both ends of the rink, especially in the playoffs. I think he gets a little bit tighter defensively in the playoffs maybe than he does in the regular season. But it's not like he's bad in the regular season. But if you're expecting 100 points out of him, you're going to be disappointed.
Right.
That's not what you're going to get. But, you know, I just like players who, when it's on the line, the biggest games, they come up with the biggest games when it matters. And he does that. Now, I still would say Ekblad would be my number one priority to play with power. And it seems, you know, with what we're reading, that maybe Ekblad might be the guy who's available. It seems like maybe Florida will re-sign Bennett. and maybe not re-sign Ekblad, just by some of the things I've been reading along the way. And so it could be – I don't think they can sign them both, honestly.
Unless they both agree to, like, you know, hometown discount, whatever, right? We want to keep the band together, so I'll take $1 million less or $2 million, whatever. You know, that might be out there. It's been, I think, pretty widely circulated. They're tight, you know, so maybe that can happen. I mean, I don't know. Business is business, we know.
Mm-hmm. But I'd be more interested in the really good defenseman to try to help the young defenseman here, especially because if the Sabres don't improve drastically defensively, they're not going to make the playoffs. They can't be 29th in the league and make the playoffs. They just can't, even though they can score goals, certainly. I mean, they were 4 goals from being 6th in the league in goal scoring this year. But that's not their problem. Their problem is keeping the puck out of the net.
Paul Hamilton with us. Doesn't sound like many people know too much about where things are headed with Connor McDavid, Paul. So I'm not asking you to know something that none of us knows either. But now it's such a tight window, right? Like the season ends on June 17th. Free agency is July 1st. In McDavid's case, with a year left, that's just sort of the starting period for a new deal. I feel like Edmonton could very well go to Connor McDavid and say, we'll give you anything you want. Blank check, record money, whatever it is, anything you want, name it. In an effort to keep him, of course, which is what they'd want to do. But I'm not sure McDavid would say yes, right? Because wouldn't everybody else make him the same offer if it got to that point? So he'll be interesting here in a few weeks.
Yeah, he's going to get whatever he wants. So it's like, where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? And you now have made the Stanley Cup Finals 2 years in a row with Edmonton, which I think would help the Oilers' case. I always wondered how he felt being in Edmonton, especially when the draft lottery came up and all of a sudden the Edmonton Oilers got the pick. I mean, the look on his face his face got flushed, as did Gary Bettman's. And
mine.
He wanted to be a Sabre. He wanted to come play in Buffalo. Remember that game that Erie played here at the arena, and he came for the press conference and you know, being close to here, that's what he was looking at. But, you know, it's a number of years later now, 9 years later, and they're very, very close. So I haven't heard anything at all that he's unhappy in Edmonton or doesn't like being there. And with them now just on the cusp of doing it, you know, I would think he's okay with it, but of course I'm not his agent.
Well, if he's not, you know, willing to take their deal, then he becomes a trade candidate. You know,
sure. And don't forget the Gretzky thing in Edmonton was a little bit different. That was basically the league going to Peter Pocklington and saying, "We need Wayne Gretzky in the United States. Sorry." With you're going to get a lot of money in return, which Pocklington liked.
He needed.
Right. And we need him as a league in Los Angeles. So that's different than what we're talking about here with McDavid.
Well, Paul, we're heading for the draft. You're talking about Ekblad and Bennett. Like, I mean, do you feel like the Sabres? That sounds very foreign, I think, to maybe a lot of a lot of our listeners and to me.
Understandable.
I can't imagine a world where those guys take our call. But I'm very demoralized. So, you know, it's hard for me to get invested in the idea of, you know, top shelf players, 2-time cup winners, like going, oh yeah, no, Kevin Adams is on the phone. Sure, I'll talk to Buffalo. You know, I'm being defeatist, admittedly, about it. You know, how realistic do you think any of that is?
Yeah, that's the caveat we've said all along. I understand you. We all understand that it's a long shot that any of the top free agents would want to come to a team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 14 years and is just still floundering around. They're really, you know, how much hope is there right now if you're looking at the Buffalo Sabres from the street? But stranger things have happened. I mean, Kyle Okposo was the number one free agent of his class because Stamkos signed before free agency started, which made Okposo the number one free agent, and the Sabres got him. You know, Johnny Gaudreau was signed with Columbus as the number one free agent. Nobody thought that would happen. So stranger things have happened. But no, obviously, I would not think the Buffalo Sabres are on top of anybody's list right now, especially with, you know, you look at the Sabres and if, you know, you hear, well, wait a minute here. We're hearing through Elliot Friedman that Byram might be traded and Tuck might be traded and Paterka might be traded and what? I mean, honestly, I'm just going to say they cannot afford to lose Alex Tuck.
Right.
He does so many different things and does them well for this team. They cannot afford to lose him off this team, or it's just going to be 10 steps backwards. You know, he's part of the team that, if you want to say they're going to improve or they improved at the end of the year, he was a big part of that in every way. Whether it's penalty killing, whether it's scoring 36 goals, whether it's leadership, they just can't afford to lose him. And, you know, so if you're a free agent, you're looking at, well, what's going on there? Are these guys going to – and if Buffalo loses all three of those guys, what do you think Thompson and Dahlin are thinking?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about Tuck. And you know this because we've talked about this at locker cleanout. I was scared by the way he took the question about his future.
Yes.
And so you know that doesn't have to meet. A listener pointed out to me that maybe that's just the start of negotiation, right? He didn't want to like portray that he's so eager to sign, like put anything in front of me and I'll do it. So like okay. I sure hope that that's right because Paul, it feels to me. Yeah, I agree 100%. Like, I know it's never going to be one move means turn the lights out, but if the guy that is the face of the "we want guys who want to be here" campaign doesn't want to be here anymore,
who's been a Sabre fan his whole life,
right? Then what am I even doing here? Like, it just seems really, really tough. I hope it doesn't come to that.
And maybe Alex Tuck is also, he's got another year. He might say, "Look it, let's see how this is going to go." You know, you brought in Yarmo. You know, he's a guy who's been a GM for 11 years. He brings some experience here. He brings some guts to the position that, you know, maybe the Sabres might be able to pull some things off. We don't have to do it this year. You know, there's still 1 year left on the contract. So he might say, look it, all right, let's see how this year goes. And we'll talk to you next summer.
Then it becomes on the Sabres to decide whether they want to live that way, right? Because that
because
gets dangerously
then you
close.
May lose him to free agency for nothing.
Right, right.
Paul, yeah, so you never know.
Sorry, sort of on this topic before you go, you want to mention, or I'll just tee you up here, the article on J.J. Paterka, a lot of this and sort of along the same lines.
Yeah, I was curious, and I didn't remember him being, you know, like, I want out of here, or I'm unhappy.
Yeah, he didn't set off any warning flares on locker cleanout.
So
like,
I went back
Byram
and listened.
Byram did, Tuck did, but not
Yeah,
Paterka.
I went back and listened. And I was right. There was nothing in that end-of-the-year press conference that told me he wants out of here. He talked about Lindy Ruff. He was fine in talking about Lindy Ruff. He talked about, you know, how he can get better. It was more we. He even talked about his, you know.
Body language.
Body language and everything. And. You know, he said, oh, I get frustrated. I totally agree on that. And I'm just trying to have my body language be better, more positive, is what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And you remember a couple years ago, he'd score a goal and he was so happy. He was like a little kid out there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And that changed this last year. He'd score and he'd just, you know, he had a scowl on his face. And he's always, you know, available to the media all the time, never says no. But when you talk to him now, he's basically looking at the floor and just looks miserable, you know. Mm-hmm. Not that he hates the person he's talking to. He just looks just, miserable, you know. And so is that the frustration, you know, going out? But I just, there's nothing. So, you know, is it Ruff? Is it Adams? Is it Pegula? Is it the losing? But he hasn't been here for all that much losing yet. It's not like some of the others that have been here 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Or is it already to a point now, is it the contract? Has there, you know, when you look at the negotiation, is that a problem right now? Is Paterka and his agent, Alan Walsh, are they upset with the offer? Are they at an impasse? You know, and is that it? That could be it. You know, I'm just grasping at things right now. But I was listening to that, and I was just thinking to myself, there's just nothing here that indicates to me that he's unhappy.
Paul, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
All right. We'll be hearing a lot more from Paul in the days ahead here. The NHL draft is a week from Friday, round one, anyway, of the NHL draft. Paul's appearance is with us here, brought to you by Equitable Advisors, planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
How do you like my fencing shirt today?
Oh, I like the colors a lot. I did not notice what was on it. So I didn't look that closely, but I when I walked in, I meant to say something about the rainbow there. I like that.
Ontario Provincial Fencing Championship. I was at Canada Games Park recently, and this event was being held there. And as it happens, my nephew is a champion fencer at the junior level in Ontario. So had to have it.
Good shirt.
And I've got a story about it. I'll just make this real short. So I wore the shirt one day last week, and as I got to the building in the lobby, there was a woman in the lobby looking around like she wasn't sure where she was, and I made eye contact with her, and I said, "Can I help you?" And she said, "I'm just not sure where I parked." And I asked her what she was here for. There are 10 or so businesses down there, and she told me, and I said, "Well, I don't know, but probably you're in the front, so I'd go that way." And then she thanked me, and then she looked at me again and said, "Do you fence?" And I said, no, my nephew does. And she said, "I was a fencer in college."
All right.
What are the odds?
Pretty slim.
I mean, was everybody a fencer in college? Not that many people were fencers in college.
No, I don't think so.
But this person I ended up in a conversation with had that to say. Sal joined us earlier with the announcement of the Bills training camp schedule. We got into that and more. Stay tuned for Sal. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.